the whole aspect of health development and how health itself is a great investment, is a good investment, talking about the relationship between good health and poverty, the vicious cycle of health, poverty, poverty, health. And then looking at what is it Africa is doing to make sure that there is good health for the population. And after giving that, looking at then what we would ask the international community, including the U.S. government, to do to help Africa move to the next level.
What do you see as the progress of health improvement overall in Africa?
A lot of great things have happened in the last few years. We can see the slowing of the AIDS pandemic. We used to have prevalence rates of 34%, even 40% in countries like Botswana. It has gone down in that country to the 20s. In places like Kenya, we have seen it slow down to 7%. In Uganda, it is at 7%. These are good indicators. We have seen indicators of maternal health, children health. The indicators are showing that there is decline. We haven't reached the MDGs specifications or indicators, but it is getting better.
Now, have you seen any evidence of cooperation between African countries, or for that matter, regional bodies, as well as on the continental front, of cooperation among these African countries to improve health in a cooperative manner to improve the lives of their people on the continent?
Yes, if you look at the regional blocks, let's take the SANDAC, for instance. They have policies and programs in malaria, in HIV, that cut across the countries that make up the SADC bloc. In East Africa, we have the East African Community, the Lake Victoria, programs for malaria, for HIV/AIDS. In the continent as a whole, we have seen heads of government come together and discuss what they can do in terms of malaria, in terms of maternal mortality, in terms of funding for health. AU is at the forefront of developing training programs for community health workers for the continent. There are things that are happening in the region, in the continent, yes.
Now, you said you're going to also highlight on the issue of the U.S. or Washington cooperating with Africa and other African countries to help improve the health conditions or health care delivery on the continent, particularly in what areas, and what will you advocate that the U.S. particularly helps Africa in healthcare delivery across the continent?
The major area, major thrust for the U.S. will be what we call health systems strengthening, focusing on not just looking at the disease-specific areas, but looking at the whole health system. Because when you look at the whole health system, then you are addressing all the health problems within that health system. So we'll be talking about how can we make sure that the issue of the shortage of human resources for health or the health workforce, health workers, is addressed. How can we look at supporting African health systems in training in leadership and management within the health sector? How can we improve the supply of vaccines, of drugs, and making sure that they reach the last mile, if we may use that and also looking at the health infrastructure. These are the health system issues that I think the U.S. government and the international community could help Africa deal with. Not forgetting, of course, the diseases are still there and they will be addressed within the health system.
What would be your message to Africans and African countries to improve healthcare delivery or health of their people on the continent?
To the African governments, I think, first of all, we must recognize that in their Abuja declaration, they did talk about increasing investment in health, bringing it up to at least 15% of the national budget. This has only happened in a few countries. The message out there is you cannot be asking for help when you are not helping yourself. Bring in the 15%, and then the rest of the world will see that you are doing something about the health of your people. Invest in health will be the message, because when you invest in health, you are investing in capital, in economic, in social development of your people, of your country. That will be the message for the Africans.